This week, the Federal Reserve pointed to some hopeful signs in the economy that they didn't include housing prices, which seem to be falling still. And some prominent analysts say the economy won't go up until house prices stop going down. To find out more, we turn to David Wessel. He's economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, David, I guess the first question is, are home prices still sliding as quickly as they have been, or is there some good news? Is there some kind of slowdown in this deterioration?
House prices are still falling. The most prominent measure shows that they're about 19% below year-ago levels, which is just an astounding number. But there is some sign that the rate of decline is slowing. Just yesterday, for instance, in California, the realtor said that the price of the typical house has risen for the past couple of months, a tentative sign that things may be beginning to stabilize.
So as people get all this different news about the economy, I mean, they hear things like, you know, durable goods orders going up, and you should be encouraged about this. Maybe the recession will be over sooner than we expected. You make the argument that home prices are really, really important to the economy. Can you explain why?
That's right. I mean, the recession may end in August or September, but we're still going to have a very, very weak economy when that moment comes. It's not going to be a champagne-popping moment. And one of the reasons is because as long as home prices are falling, people have less wealth. They're less able to borrow. They're less able to spend. The lower home prices go, the fewer new homes builders will start, and that means fewer jobs. And most importantly, in this particular recession, so much of the financial system is holding mortgages or securities tied to mortgages that the lower home prices go, the weaker the foundations of the banks and the financial system, and the longer it'll be before we can get credit flowing again. And that's really essential for strong growth.
Well, I want to ask you about mortgage rates, because if the housing market is weak, why are mortgage rates going up? I sort of thought the lack of demand for mortgages would keep the interest rates lower.
That's a good question. Mortgage rates are rising, although they've come down a little bit in the past week or two. You can get a 30-year fixed rate mortgage this week at about 5.4%.
Which is an improvement.
It's an improvement. It's up a lot from April, but it's a little bit below where it was 2 weeks ago. The bottom line is that mortgage rates really have very little to do with demand and supply of houses and a lot more to do with what's going on in the bond market, where investors set long-term interest rates on all sorts of financial instruments. And for the past few weeks, interest rates in long-term bond market have been going up. There's an argument about why. Some people say it's because the credit markets are getting healthier and people are willing to invest in things other than safe securities. Some people say it's because the economy is starting to get better and the credit markets are healing. But other people say it's worrisome because it suggests concern about inflation in the bond market or worries about the amount of debt that the government is buying.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal.